Chapter 27, An Unlikely Pair. "So, anybody got any good stories?" Thomas asked. He looked at his brother, but Ben was deep in thought as he sat at the table with his arms folded. He looked as if something important were weighing on his mind. White Claw sat near the open wall, watching the night sky. Thomas walked over and sat down to join him at his watch. "What are you looking for?" Thomas asked.
"Oh, I'm not looking for anything," he answered and smiled at the man. "Just thinking."
"About Riverpaw and Evercloud?" Thomas asked.
"Yes."
White Claw looked back to the stars in the sky.
"It's difficult to send your son and your nephew off to complete a dangerous task. I swore to protect them. I made an oath to the Everflame."
"What's the Everflame?"
"It's the soul of our kingdom. It sits atop Grey Mountain and burns forever, as a sign of all we are and all we believe. To swear upon it is to swear upon your life. More than your life, really. Your life and the memory of you after you pass."
"I think I sort of know how you feel," Thomas replied. "I've never sworn on anything like the Everflame, but I swore to keep my father and sister safe from harm, and I don't even know how they're doing. Sometimes I let myself think about it too much, and it makes my skin crawl with worry."
"Then you do know how I feel," White Claw said.
"I wish we had something like the Everflame," Thomas said.
"The Everflame is a symbol, Thomas. It has no power. It's just a reminder of something we all have, our spirit. And it is to this spirit that we are accountable, not to an all-powerful tyrant, not even to ancient creators. Simply to ourselves. By making an oath to the Everflame, I am merely making an oath to all that I am. If I break that oath, it is I who suffer the greatest loss, and nothing can change that. All these men who barter with their holy for forgiveness should ask themselves first for this forgiveness. They would not find it so easy to come by. We all have the ability to judge our own hearts, and we should all have the courage to do so."
"Then I think I have sworn on the Everflame," Thomas said. "I think all of us Floyds have." Thomas turned and looked at his brother. He knew Ben could hear what they were saying, but Ben was somewhere else right now. Thomas turned back to the night sky. "Do you regret not going with Evercloud?" he asked White Claw.
"Would I have felt better if I were the one to go?" White Claw said. "Yes, but it was the right decision. We bears have a saying, a tree will not grow tall in the shadows. This was Evercloud's and Riverpaw's time to grow tall."
Thomas nodded. "Maybe it would be better to get some rest than to stay up wondering," he said. White Claw nodded, stood, and walked to the table. Thomas followed and sat next to his brother. Ben's face showed his inner conflict.
"Ben," White Claw said, "we should all stop worrying and get some sleep."
White Claw turned to walk away, but Ben stopped him. "White Claw?" the man said tentatively. The bear turned back and saw the shame in Ben's eyes.
"Yes?"
White Claw said with concern. "There's something I..." Ben paused and looked at his brother. "That we need to tell you. It's been tearing me apart, knowing there are things we're keeping from you. Things we've sworn to keep from everyone. But I just can't do it any longer, because I don't believe it's right, given what we've been through together. Especially now." "Ben," Thomas said wide-eyed, "I don't..." "Please, Thomas. It will be easier if we do this now." White Claw looked at the two men very sternly, worried what surprises what conversation would hold. But just then, a flash of light enveloped the room. White Claw, Ben, and Thomas spun around to see Riverpaw and Evercloud, covered from head to toe in black goo and clinging to each other for dear life. The cousins looked around slowly as they realized they had escaped the witch. Evercloud pressed his hands against his body to make sure it was still there. Riverpaw dropped the hammer to the floor as he grinned with amazement.
"We did it!" he yelled. "We made it!"
The cousins embraced one another in exhilaration and relief, barely noticing the others. But it wasn't long before White Claw barreled into his son and nephew, knocking them to the floor. The old bear was unable to contain his excitement at their return, and he laughed and pawed at them in merriment. They all laughed and celebrated the cousin's return. "We did it," Evercloud said. "The apple and the hammer." Ben and Thomas met them with handshakes and then embraces. No one could contain their elation. "Tell us everything," Ben said. "All of the details." They sat down at the table, and Evercloud related the story of their time in Oldham's bog, while Riverpaw stuffed himself with food and drink. After a while, Riverpaw took over the telling, and Evercloud was free to gorge himself. "I would have killed that vulture," Thomas said, and shook his head.
"I wanted to so badly," Riverpaw replied.
They all took turns asking questions, while Evercloud and Riverpaw relished the role of heroes. "Who do you think it was whispering in the fog?" Thomas asked. "Probably the souls of the people who never found their way out," Evercloud said. "You must have been petrified," Ben said.
"Of course not," Riverpaw said. "We had a job to do, didn't we?"
Once they finished asking their questions, Evercloud put the apple and the hammer on the table for everyone to see. The hammer looked rather ordinary, with the exception of its head, which was made of bone. But what really captured everyone's attention was the apple. They took turns holding it, each of them mesmerized by its glow.
"One taste will kill you," Riverpaw said. "I'm just happy to see the two of you back safe," Whiteclaw said. "It wasn't the same without you."
"Did anything interesting happen while we were gone?" Evercloud asked. The room grew dreadfully silent. Ben looked at his brother and nodded. "Let me do this, Thomas," Ben said. Thomas agreed, and then Ben addressed the travelers from Grey Mountain.
"I actually feel much better about this, now Evercloud and Riverpaw are back," Ben said. "I feared Whiteclaw might kill me while you were away."
Ben tried to smile, indicating his joke, but it quickly faded in the face of cold gazes.
"Before I say what I need to say," he continued, "please understand our intentions have always been good. Our mission, like yours, has always been to find the ancients. It has been passed down in our family for more generations than we know. We never lied to you about that. But when this mission was passed down, a prophecy came with it. The prophecy says an unlikely pair will free the ancients and defeat the great tyrant. And we think Evercloud and Riverpaw are the unlikely pair."
"Why don't you tell us what this prophecy says exactly?" Whiteclaw said.
Ben gathered the words in his mind and then recited them. "In the world's most desperate hour of need, earthly elements shall be set free, and evil tyrants should beware the coming of an unlikely pair." "So there it is," Ben said. "We believe Riverpaw and Evercloud are the unlikely pair."
"That seems like a very small amount of information to go upon," Whiteclaw said.
"Well," Ben said, "I can understand why you might feel that way, but when you also take into consideration that you were the first to answer the call, then..."
"What call?" Whiteclaw asked.
"This is what was slightly underhanded on our part," Ben said and smiled nervously. "I don't really know how to say this."
"Out with it,"
Whiteclaw growled. The elder bear had grown tired of waiting. "It's our family's mission to find the ancients," Ben said. "Given what the prophecy says, we felt it was also our mission to find the unlikely pair. So we did things to help make that happen."
"The footprint?" Whiteclaw asked.
"A lie," Ben said.
"The feather?"
Evercloud asked.
"A fake," Ben said.
Whiteclaw stood tall and roared at Ben.
"I should tear you from limb to limb, you foolish man."
Ben stammered and backed away.
But the mouse, the mouse was real, and you've seen it twice now. And the statue, and the padre."
"Could all be liars like you,"
Whiteclaw roared. Evercloud stepped between Ben and the bear.
"We saw him, Uncle," Evercloud said. "You and Riverpaw and I, we saw him in the sky over Grey Mountain. That really happened, and we're here because of that. Ben and Thomas want to help us. They didn't need to confess, but they wanted to. They wanted to make it right. They're on our side."
Whiteclaw backed off, seeing the truth in Evercloud's words, But he yelled at Ben one final time.
Next time there is danger, it better be you risking your neck, Ben Floyd.
I think we should all get some rest, Riverpaw said. This has been a day I'd very much like to forget. They all found a place to sleep. Riverpaw and Evercloud fell asleep first, obviously exhausted, and White Claw was not far behind. However, the brothers didn't sleep so easily, having just narrowly avoided a bear attack, and they both worried they had irreparably damaged White Claw's trust. Thomas leaned over to Ben and whispered,
"Shouldn't we also tell them about..."
"No." Ben cut his brother off harshly. "No, we should not. Now go to sleep."